right, we're back. Yeah, that was November group, I Live Alone, and that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach from Gweishkanab, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So an extreme survivalist, an inspiration for many people out there that know his story and history, and always inspirational to get him on our program and hear what he has to say. Welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can.
Wonderful.
Healing slowly, getting there.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome song that you chose from November group. A long time since I heard that one. But very good lyrics in there, and brings you back in time for sure. And it fits well with our subject today, which is about healing. And would love to hear your words on that.
On healing?
Yes.
Healing, you know, is healing is for the whole body, mind, and soul. You know, when you heal one, you help heal the other two.
Mm.
You know, like when you heal in your body physically, you're helping heal your mind, helping heal your soul.
Mm.
And, you know, it depends on what area you're healing, but you know, you got to start somewhere, and in order to heal properly, I figure, you know, you need to exercise, you need to have a healthy diet, get good rest, you know, and that helps ease your mind, you know, lessens the stress, lessens the anxiety, and you know, and and of course, like I always say, you know, you gotta have a positive attitude, positive outlook on life. You know, there's times when, you know, it seems hard to have it, but you know, you gotta try and believe that there's something positive somewhere in the plight we're going through. Yeah, so spiritually, you know, we're gonna have you know, that comes with the mind and soul. You gotta have a positive belief, you know, you can't go around, you know, it's like in Star Wars, you know, the Jedi and the Sith.
Mm.
We can't all be Sith.
Mm.
You know, negative waves, negative thoughts, you know, dwelling on hate and anger.
Mm.
We gotta work on our positivity, because, you know, the way society is going now, it's easy to be angry, you know, at the drop of a hat, over, you know, taxes, over this and that, whatever our world leaders and, you know, even municipal leaders are doing, you know, doesn't seem right, but, you know, we can't change it if we don't go out and vote, have a positive attitude, you know, and don't go and push our beliefs on everybody else, you know, because we're all autonomous, you know, we're all individuals. If we were cookie cutters, we'd all look like the gingerbread man.
Yeah,
and we're so fragile, we break like the gingerbread man, or Humpty Dumpty. You know, if we're too pessimistic, we can't get put back together as a Humpty Dumpty. But as a gingerbread man, we could be patched up with frosting.
I love it.
Very, very good.
So, that's a nice one.
So, you know, so we got to have a positive outlook on life. You know, we like to, well, nowadays I kind of see it's easy to get into the negativity. You know, we see the wars. We see all these disasters naturally and, you know, man-made. So we have to take the time, get a good rest, step back, think, and, you know, reflect on life, you know, and, you know, and pray to whatever deities, you know, that we might believe in, the creator, you know, whatever, you know, we have the freedom of choice. We can, you know, we can't be stuck in one belief all our lives, because, you know, we're learning. We're constantly learning. And learning helps the mind, you know. And if you're helping your mind, you're healing it. And that helps heal the body, helps heal the soul. That's what I think of healing.
Well, it's really great and special, because what you're sharing, it goes in line with our program, which is called Free Voices. And each time we share our words, especially our positive ones, it's like positive energy being shared and helping one another and ourselves to heal and become stronger and to be able to change the world for the better and reflect some of the positivity that we receive from each other and pass it on to other people. And it's just so special that, you know, we're able to connect with you and get to hear some of the words that help make you tick and help you survive all the traumas and the hard things that you had to come through with Guillain-Barré syndrome and lymphoma cancer. You know, those are two killer diseases that not many people survive. And yet you were able to come through those and also, you know, the big forest fires and the flooding. Really, those things inspired me to reach out to more education, to become a positive energy out there to help in those situations. So, I'm just very glad and blessed that, you know, we're able to connect with you and learn from you and generate some of this positive energy that we're all looking forward to. And it's just so special. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be of aid, hopefully given myself and all the rest of the people that hear me. I hope we're getting the right info. So I'm happy, you know. It makes me think and ponder more. Otherwise, I could be just deteriorating in mind and spirit. Thinking I'm neglected. Unneeded. Unable to contribute.
You're certainly a big inspiration for me and many other people. And thank thank you for joining us. And we're always looking forward to hear from you. So we're going to have to let you go for now. And
okay. So I thank you guys there on the mics and the guys in the background. The listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yeah, so lots of love to you and all your recovery and healing. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And just have a great week and weekend.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkana, BC, and just always a blessing and an honor to get him on our program and share some of his Absolutely. Wise words and wisdom. So we're going to carry on with our program here, and coming up next, we're going to be hearing from our lady Faima, and we're going to play her a song, a special song from Tina Turner.
Yes.
And this is simply the best, and I'm pretty sure it's the right one. So thank you all, and enjoy. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was Tina Turner, and simply the best. And speaking of one of the best right with us today, we have our Lady Fahima.
Thank you.
And we have our subject, and today is on healing, and would really love to hear your words on that.
Thank you very much, first of all, for having me. Please allow me to express, you know, my appreciation to Conover, the coordinator of the program. He kindly, with a very busy schedule, he accepted, you know, to be at the radio station with us. Many thanks to him. Mm. And also regarding getting back to the healing, this song, Tina Turner, when we look at it as an artist, female artist, is for me is the healing, because she experienced the healing through her life, very painful life. She came, she experienced, you know, the poverty. She's coming from the family, the parents has been separated. What worse it can be, it's just going on further and further. And she raised, you know, at the age of, I think, very early age, around 8, if I'm not wrong, with her grandmother. And after that, till age of 16 or so, she was supposed to do and pick up the cotton from the garden, the cotton that is the flower. She had to go one by one.
Gee, a real cotton picker.
Yes, and to do this job, and still she's hungry in the poverty, and to do a lot of job. So where was her talent? Her talent was within her soul, just to say no to the poverty. Mm. No to the slavery or abusive behavior, regardless in the family or at the workplace down the road. And also she said no to the alcohol and the drugs, that she, that was the only remedy, medicine, just to calm her down. Down the road, she put the stop and said no to all of these facts. So when I look at her, when she's dancing as a female artist at the stage with the very unique voice, unique, her industry music is very, very different. But she made it. Mm. Why she made it? Because she opened her heart. She accepted all the pain and the circumstances she's dealing. She said no. And at her heart, she opened her heart just to lead herself to the light, to the positivity. No, to use her talent. Because this is where, this is this, this is where she belongs. So she lead and follow her inner voice. And she, of course, she got the therapy down the road, and she started to shine and shine and shine. Mm. So when I look at her art, her dancing, her music, is basically is the healing. The healing is starting from the music, and she gathered her healing from the music. That she started to go to the church, a very little church, just to express her pain and achieve and finding her soul. Oh, she has a voice, and she has the most beautiful dancing. And no one like Tina Turner.
She's definitely one of a kind.
Tennessee city, from the poverty, from the pain, from the violence, she said no. Mm. When she said no, we have to look at ourselves. when she made such a tough journey, so that's a great inspiration for me, just to shake up my fears and leading my motivation to be in charge at my life. Yesterday, I was the student of the university, and today I am the student of mankind. Mm. Mm. And what I experience in my lifetime is my job to connect everyone with one another as one nation, as one soul, just because you are the best. Mm. You are simply the best, as Tina Turner said. Mm. Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you so much, man. That's just like so powerful. I really enjoy that, like, you know, hearing about somebody that came up right from grassroots, mm-hmm. like you
Very
were talking
much.
About the cotton
Tough
picking.
Efforts. Yes.
And man, that's such a struggle in life with many people.
Yes.
You know, we get stuck in these like slave jobs and just bottom of the barrel type stuff, and just trying to make ends meet is yes. difficult sometimes, even though we can be like highly educated and have a lot of experience, and it's still really tough and hard to get through that. Mm-hmm. And listening to people like Tina Turner,
yes,
and some of the music that we listen to that inspires us and gets us all fired up, mm-hmm. and ready for you know, getting on this life,
yes.
that's so can be so difficult sometimes, and it's just a real blessing to like come together at this radio program at CGSF, mm-hmm. 90.1 FM, and be able to share our free voices and our perspectives on our subjects. Mm-hmm. And it's just an honor and a blessing. And we really appreciate Magnus, Conobar,
yes, yes.
Jesse,
yes.
Daniel, Nicole,
yes.
all these people that help keep the station going. So it's just a really great thing that we're able to get together and share our free voices and generate this power of positivity and love, and cause some healing, mm-hmm. to go through the world, because, you know, people listen to us from all over the world, and that in itself is special too. Mm. So we really appreciate our listener out there. You know, we're looking forward to sharing with you, mm-hmm. and generating all this power. And thank you so much for joining us and tuning in and making our week and helping us to generate the positive energy and send it back to you guys through the airwaves. So we're really thankful and grateful. And we'd also like to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Jeff Scott,
mm-hmm.
from
oh, yes.
Tri-City Community TV.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a big supporter of us, and he's helped us through some of our productions, mm-hmm. and he's still producing and carrying on YouTube, and you can tune into him and look at some of his stuff. He's always doing stuff for the community and helping generate that positivity and energy.
Still under TCC TV kind of banner?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, big shout out to him. Also to Jacob and the art show. I know he's
yes.
coming up in, he's the next live show after us, and he's always saying some good words for us too, and so we're reflecting that back on him, and hope he has a good show. Tune in to him. He always has good music too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he has a lot of good information on some of the local artists and other musicians, and so it's always a great thing to listen in on him. So we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right, so we're back, and we're going to be wrapping up our show, and we're just going to thank our president, Minnetonka Park Association, for joining
us.
It's
always a pleasure.
Yeah, and also our Lady Fahima, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, my honor.
Yeah, it was a very special and wonderful time to listen to you and your perspectives. It's always a great positive boost, and it's always like I said, it's always something that I look forward to every single week, and it does bring me healing and positivity, and very soon I'm going to share with everybody some very special news on my future, and it's going to be wonderful, so stay tuned and listen in, and it's coming up in September.
Okay.
I don't want to break it until then.
So you're going to break the news in September, or?
I believe so, somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah, not very far.
Yeah. Not very far away.
So I'm going to let everybody go with some Stako Shostakovich, and it's a song that it reminds me of my therapist says I might have an aggression problem. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye.